This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You know how to tell if a man is serious about the work he does with his hands? Look at his feet. If he stands in a pair of Red Wing boots, that means he stands for something. He cares about the work he does and the crew he works with. He works with his brains as much as his brawn. Work is craft. Work is complex. Work is family. Work is pride. Red Wing work boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited. Not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith. Get pass knocked away, Maritska. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I don't know how much of a help I'll be.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're glad to have you along with us. It's like Christmas Eve for Daddy. If the Super Bowl is Christmas Day, then this is Christmas Eve, because the NFL season starts tonight with the Saints and Vikings right here on ESPN Radio. Our coverage begins at 7, and it's just as good because the Royals got swept last night. And
actually,
it's time to put
football actually
on.
It starts at Taylor Swift this afternoon when she rocks the stage.
I got that phone call. I don't know why.
I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of staring at her for 3 hours before the football starts.
What? You know, I'm not disliking Taylor Swift at all. She does what she does. She's fine. But where is the connection to football there?
I don't know.
All the 16 and 15-year-old girls just can't wait for that football game tonight, so let's get Taylor Swift.
Well, who'd you want?
You always go crazy. You're the one that goes crazy on this stuff.
I'm just happy it's football season. I don't give a...
Is that on the NFL Network?
I almost said a bad word in front of everybody here. It's just the big boys are strapping it up. 53 of the world's greatest gladiators trying to kill 53 other great gladiators. It all starts tonight. You saw Hard Knocks last night. If that didn't get you fired up, you know what? Rex Ryan gets you fired up. Colin Cowherd, boy, he had about three things. I'd love to have been in the studio and cracked him about eight times this morning. I'd love to see the Cincinnati Reds just dominating the baseball. That's my new team throughout the baseball playoffs. Cincinnati Reds and the Jets, because he doesn't like them.
Welcome to the bandwagon.
Are now my new team.
You should name one of your fantasy teams Maximus. If it's all about gladiators, you should name them
Maximus.
There
you go.
Because you know you're going to dominate. Joe DiMeo to help you get your fantasy roster set because the drafts are done. You know what? If somebody still has a draft this afternoon, that would be interesting. But and really strange, or your third shifters. Maybe your third shifters, and so you're just getting out.
Would Tom Brady fall? He didn't car wreck.
Oh,
made it
goodness.
A practice. I don't know.
Ooh, a fender bender. Tom Brady's
must
okay.
Must not have been a fender bender if they could take the guy with the jaws of life in the other car.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. Well, I mean, Brady was treated at the scene, and it was no big deal.
He did three sit-ups. Yep, you're good to go. Let's go. Look good, Tom.
Nice. Joe DeMeo joins us on the show today. The starting quarterback at Idaho, Nebraska's next opponent, Nate Enderle out of North Platte, is going to join us on the show today as well. And coming up in a couple of minutes, we're going to be talking about a sport clay shoot that's going on this weekend to help benefit the trap team. Now, if I've got this right, it's kind of a cooperative with Kearney Catholic and Ravenna's trap team. And we'll tell you about that. We've got a couple special guests in the studio here in a minute. We're going to talk about that as well. Volleyball also on the front burner. UNK, big win last night, well-played match. Hastings didn't do so well. Nebraska plays the Emeritus Classic tonight, a top 20 battle that you'll be able to hear live on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, taking on Dayton, ranked 20th. Dayton has Jessica Yans on the team.
Interesting side story.
Yeah, she was one of those kids that really just left Nebraska, just didn't want to play volleyball anymore, decided it wasn't for her. Next thing you know, she's starting at Dayton.
Well, she hated volleyball so much she was playing on this club team. I don't get that, but you hate volleyball, so I'll just play club. They play four times the matches that regular volleyball teams play anyway, so why not play club volleyball?
But yet that's legal.
I don't know.
This kid that's coming over to play basketball at Kentucky, he played pseudo-professional ball over there, and he's going to be banned from playing in the NCAA. But she can play club volleyball all over the place, and that's okay.
Well, the kid from Kentucky did receive $400,000, they're being told.
That was foreign money. It's not real.
Okay, so it's the equivalent of $308,000.
It doesn't count.
Good point.
Not like he went in and had it transferred.
I got four,
no money exchange. 400, it wasn't cash for gold.
It was pesos. It's like $43. He got two pairs of shoes with it. Not that big of a deal.
And they were Air Jordans.
There you go.
Retro style. Also coming up on the show today, the Dukes of September Rhythm Review are going to be at the Mack Center going on in Council Bluffs, just across the river in Omaha/Council Bluffs. I never know exactly how to say that. Technically, Iowa. But Boz Skaggs, Michael McDonald, Donald Fagan, Michael McDonald, Doobie Brothers, Donald Fagan with Steely Dan. This is, again, one of those things I never know. We gave some Royal tickets away the other day. I was astounded that many people still wanted to go see the Royals. I would love to go see this concert, but it's Tuesday night. Got volleyball to do. Can't go. Boz Skaggs fan. We're going to give you a chance to win a set of tickets here on the show over the next couple of days for Tuesday's concert. So if you're interested in going to that for free, be listening. We're going to give you that chance. And our NFL picks, Super Bowl picks. Today, Mike Golic picked Green Bay and the Jets, and Mike Greenberg picked Baltimore to beat San Francisco. I hope San Francisco's that good. Just saying. I'm not a Niner fan. I took Joe DeMeo's advice last night, our touchdown-only league, 12 teams. I drew the number 2 card. I took Adrian Peterson. That's who he said to take. So I'm riding Joe on this one, all right?
I, of course, go the other direction and have the last couple of years being in your position. When you had that pick, I was sitting there, and you looked at me and you shook your head.
Well, I thought I was in perfect shape. I've got the number 2 pick. Number 1 is either going to take Adrian Peterson or Aaron Rodgers. And Chris Johnson. No, they took Drew Brees. So nothing's easy. I had to make another decision, and I'm sure it's the wrong one. It usually is.
Hey, what do you do?
Well, AP will probably get injured tonight, first quarter.
But it is a long ways back. When you're sending that number 2, you make that selection, you're thinking, are we ever going to get back to me? You had to feel like that.
It's the way it always is.
Of course, being in the 12th the night before and the 8th last night, who knows?
I feel good. I'm in 3 leagues. I feel good about 2 of them. You?
I feel good about all of them.
Because that's the way you are. You're a winner. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email the Dent Popper inbox at any time, Doug and Daddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Always sounds like a lot, but you only have to type it once and save it. Doug, spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
I can get this off my chest because I went and had a sandwich this morning.
It's going to be a big problem if it's off your chest.
Yes, I went and got a sandwich this morning, and I said, hey, I want double meat on that. So we can't put double meat on our sandwiches.
Again, whoa. And I see the cup you're drinking out of, so this is the second time at the same establishment that this has happened.
Yes. And so I said, I said, what kind of bread? I said, sourdough is fine. And so I could get an egg, ham, cheese sandwich without the egg. Just want a ham and cheese sandwich. I said, could I just put double the meat on that? Be more than happy to pay you for that. Can't do it. Can't double the meat. So I said, well, give me two sandwiches then.
And leave the bread off the second one?
While on the counter, I took the sandwich apart, opened the other one, threw the other box away with the other two pieces of bread, and had my double meat sandwich. It wasn't that difficult. The girl just looked at me, astounded. She had no idea I was upset. By the way, I did go over and put Arby's and horsey sauce on the sandwich. I'm not going to tell you where I was, but I did get some horsey and Arby's sauce on that sandwich.
While in the building.
While in the building.
You didn't, like, drive through another place and say, hey, could I have some sauce?
No.
So you're kind of traumatized so far today.
I'm sitting fastball. Here comes a knuckle slider. I haven't saw it before. I don't know what to do.
Have a nice day. Thanks
All right.
for stopping.
See you again soon. Thanks for stopping.
See, there are places like that that we all have that you, after a while, you say, okay, I'll try them again, and you just get punched right in the face again.
Well, you sit there and you wait and you're thinking, there's nobody else in this building, so pretty soon Ashton's going to come out with a camera telling you you're punked. Yeah. But he never shows up in these deals.
Punked, by the way, what is it, the TV Guide Network? You're looking to see what's on, and you never know what they're going to be showing up top. Every once in a while, Punked is on there. Yesterday, the day before, I'm flashing through there. They're punking Shaq. Shaq's chasing some guy. I don't know how much punked I'd want to be when Shaq's looking to punch you out in a parking lot. That's probably not a good idea. But anyway, we all have our places. Mine's down in the basement. Yours is the place that you get horsey sauce. So everything good, though? You'll be ready for lunch?
The sandwich with double meat was great, by the way.
That doesn't happen when we go to lunch at Godfather's, because you play the crane game, you win a prize, you're happy, you sit down, you got a $6.50 Godfather's buffet 7 days a week from 11 to 2. Salad bar's there for you. I know you're big on the
salad
bar.
Salad's included.
You tape it off, or you tap it off with the monkey bread.
Oh.
You get a little soda added on there.
ESPN's on TV.
Oh, they got two dining rooms, over 140 folks. And if you don't want the buffet, get online, get the coupons anytime at godfatherspizza.com. They help you save on all the pizzas. Take out, carry out, delivery. Maybe you're just going to sit there with the family over the weekend and have a great meal. 234-9444 for delivery. 234-9444, and enjoy a great meal at Godfather's Pizza in Kearney, located North 2nd and 42nd Street in the Archway Plaza, just west of Complete Nutrition. And don't forget coupons, godfatherspizza.com. Well, we'll take a break and talk a little trap, Daddy. You're not much of a shooter. You're more of a caster.
There you go. But I can shoot, too. I'm not afraid to. I can't hit anything, but I can shoot.
We're going to talk with some guys that know how to hit things when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Want to save big dough, big bucks, big cashola? Who doesn't? Then get into Kearney Yamaha now for huge savings. The folks at Kearney Yamaha are offering blowout prices on motorcycles to clear the way for the 2011 models. That means you can save over $2,500 on select new Yamaha Star motorcycles. So what are you waiting for? Get into Kearney Yamaha today. Save huge cashola and ride home on a new Yamaha Star motorcycle. Great rebates and get financing as low as 3.99%. Hurry in. This deal won't last long. Only at Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, just south of I-80. Finance offer subject to credit approval applies to purchases of new Yamaha motorcycles made on a Yamaha installment financing loan account from 9110 to 122810. Minimum contract length 24 months, maximum length 36 months. Minimum amount finance $5,000. Fixed APR of 3.99%, 5.99%, 6.99%, or 12.99% will be assigned based on credit approval criteria. See dealer for details.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Have the first contest of the season told enough about what to expect in Washington?
Martinez to the 40, 35.
Want to talk about it with Sean Callahan of Huskers Illustrated and Rivals.com? You can Wednesday. Hastings Keno Sports Bar and Grill. $7 brown bag lunches and lots of big red questions and answers. Lead off with a live Doug and Daddy at 11. And Sean Callahan, Hastings Keno Sports Bar and Grill. Big Red Lunches brought to you by Home Federal Savings Bank, Midas, Complete Nutrition, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see considerable cloud cover across the area as we head through the day today with a slight chance for showers or a thunderstorm with highs around 77 with southeast winds 10 to 20. We'll then drop back to 61 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
I'm gonna cheat if it's me pancakes and Alka-Seltzer and when my tummy aches. If that ain't love, then I don't know what love is. Take a look at my girlfriend. She's the only one I got. And not much of a girlfriend. I never seem to get a lot.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where this Sunday at the Fort Kearney Shooting Sports Complex, it's Pulling for Kids, the sporting clay shoot to help the Kearney Catholic and Ravenna Trap teams. And Daddy Michelle Stover helps the kids out. She takes care of these. We've had her on the show before with a variety of other things. We're going to talk to the kids today, though. And this is another sport.
They yell pull, then the rock, because that's pulling. I like that.
I like what
they've done there. So see, I'm a marketing major. That's catchy, very catchy. I like that.
That's something you could have come up with.
There you go.
Pull!
There you go. For kids! Just like that.
So basically, when you go, it would be pull! And then they keep flying.
There you go.
Okay,
yes.
I got you. But it's this Sunday. And shooting starts at 9 a.m., runs until 3 o'clock. Then they'll have the awards ceremony. And, boy, as I'm looking at everything here, they're going to be giving away a ton of guns, lots of prizes. And joining us on the show today to talk about this is Isaac Richter and Alex Lowe. And, guys, welcome into the Doug and Daddy Show, and thanks for leaving the guns out in the parking lot. Appreciate that. Let's talk about what's going on. And, Alex, let's start with you. I guess Kearney Catholic's trap team is pretty new, just the first year, is that right?
Yeah, we started last year in March, and we went to state last year, seven of us, so we're starting up this year, getting more money going and trying to get better.
Alex, when does a trap season for high school start and go till?
The 1st of February and until the end of May.
Okay, so it's a spring season, so we're basically practicing right now. For just a fall, much like a fall whatever season, but you're not competing as far as the high school level goes.
Right. Not till right. The spring, yeah.
Now this obviously, as we're going to find out here, this isn't a cheap sport, but nothing really is. But you guys have ammunition, you've got guns, you've got entry fees for all the tournaments. I think maybe people, oh yeah, they got to pay to get into these things. I mean, high school kids got to send a check from the school to go play in a golf tournament and things like that throughout the season and track and different things like that. How long have you guys been shooting? And tell me a little bit, I guess, first, how long have you been shooting, Isaac, and what it's been like for this team and how much you guys have actually been able to get together as a team?
Well, I started off like shooting trap about 2-3 years ago, and I started out with the 4-H shoot, and then once we started up at the school, I started out there, or I went to there, and we just practiced once a week, sometimes twice a week, got going at it, then got to where we got down to state and shot there and did well down there.
How many rocks is shot on a normal practice day?
We shoot 50 to 100.
And Alex, you break most of those?
Yeah, that's correct.
Have you been doing this a little bit longer than Isaac?
I've been doing it about for 5 years off and on, so just a little bit longer.
Who's the best shooter? Is there somebody that stands out on your team?
We all stand out, really. You have your days.
Yeah. Did Taylor Martinez just show up?
Yeah,
here?
I don't know.
I think Taylor Martinez just showed up. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, well, there it is. It's good, and that's what's going on. The event this weekend, I guess, Alex, tell us a little bit about what's actually going to be going on, because we want as many shooters as possible to come out.
Well, we're going to have four different classes, like different shooting abilities, and then each class there'll be guns given away for the winners. And basically they set up hunting situations and you shoot at them basically, and then go around. There's going to be 100 targets you're going to shoot at total, and at the end you'll tally up and you'll get your scores in. And the entry fee is $65 for the first 100, and then your next 100 is $35.
Now, of all the places you shoot, now Fort Kearney Shooting Sports Complex is really set itself apart in the last couple of years. It and Broken Bow both, I think, are kind of standalone on their own as far as Central Nebraska goes, right?
Right, yeah.
Well, I suppose, Donovan, you'd throw that in with me.
It might be okay.
I'm sorry, Donovan, I'm not trying to leave you out, since so many great events are held
this
there.
This is the newest venue in the area, though.
115th and Poole Road, for those of you that are new to the area or haven't, if you want to show up, I don't think you need to call and register or anything. You just show up and shoot. They'd be more than happy to have you.
Isaac, if folks want to get involved here, how do they get registered? How do they, or do they just show up on Sunday a little bit?
Well, you can pretty much just show up on Sunday, or you can call Michelle at 308-440-6666.
440-6666. It's easy to remember. Yeah. That's okay, Tony. It's four sixes.
Okay.
It's not three. It's four.
Okay.
You don't bring the Catholic kids in and talk about 666, okay? We're talking with Isaac Richter and Alex Lowe. They're part of the Kearney Catholic Trap Team, Ravenna Trap Team with you. Do you guys practice together? Do you just go all to the same meets, or are you guys actually just having this fundraiser, Alex, to help out both schools, both trap teams? Michelle will step in.
The kids all, Ravenna has their times out there, but we're all out there at the same time. There's four different ranges, and the kids are working very well together, and so they intermingle, but they kind of stay with their own teams, but they, you know, stand around there and get to know each other, and because it's an individual sport, and so you can shoot as a team or individual, and the kids just have gotten to know each other and decided to group up together, team up together to... make one big thing for the two towns.
What I like about it is it's $65, but then when you're irritated you didn't do as good as you wanted to, you can buy right back in. It's like these poker tournaments.
Yeah.
You just keep getting back. I can't believe that guy beat me. Here's another. Just keep going back.
And eventually you get the score that you're satisfied
with.
There you go. Is that what you're... Well, and that's what's going on from 9 until 3. You get the opportunity to go out and go around as many times as you want. And, again, this is pulling for the kids for Kearney Catholic and for Ravenna's trap teams. It's this Sunday going on at the Fort Kearney shooting range, again, starting at 9 a.m. Lots of great prizes, over $2,700 worth of prizes. And we're just trying to get this off the ground and get it going. I don't know if you guys know the answer. Isaac, do a lot of the high schools now have trap teams? I know this is new for you guys, but do a lot of the area towns have teams now?
Yeah, a lot of schools over the past few years have really been getting into it and developing teams at their schools.
Now, is this a sport you guys can compete in and also do other... Can you guys play football? Are you guys playing football? And,
yeah.
And everybody's involved in different things, so it's not 3 days a week after school.
Who's the best team around, Alex?
It'd have to be us.
Well, again, we want to make sure that you guys don't miss too much class today. Michelle, anything else that we want to touch on with the guys here today or reiterate?
You know what? You don't have to be out there at 9. The last timeout is at 3 p.m. So you can come out at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 1 o'clock, or just come out and have lunch and see what these kids are doing out there, because they're serving lunch out there too. So you can just drive out and see what things are going on out there, because... You don't have to shoot if you choose not to. Just come out and join in.
All levels, Tony, for guys that don't know what they're doing, for guys that are very good, for gals that are very good. Guys, gals, are all welcome out there. And again, you know, you want to get up early, go shoot, then watch the opening Sunday of NFL football. Maybe you have the family, you take them to church, you go out, you have lunch, then you shoot. So it's there from 9 to 3 this Sunday.
115 Poole Avenue. 115th of Poole Avenue.
A little northeast of Kearney.
It's right east and a little bit north. Boom, goes the dynamite, you're there.
We're not playing pool. We're shooting trap. Guys, thanks for coming in, and best of luck with the season, and have a good time this Sunday with the fundraiser.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. That's Alex Lowe and Isaac Richter joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And all the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, even these clowns, get fed by Burger King. That's right. See, why not give them some lunch, Daddy?
Yeah, why not?
They don't have any horsey sauce there to mess things up. They'll give you double meat at Burger King. $2 doubles with bacon, just $3. How about an icy frozen Coke, all sizes, just $1. And if you want a burger for breakfast, their full menu is served all morning long. Two locations in Kearney, also Kearney, or Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. When we come back, Idaho quarterback Nate Enderle is set to join us after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Attention, all males over 30. Do you get fatigued and find you're still gaining weight every year? Charger can reduce the fat around your core and increase your energy. So, if you're a guy over 30 and you want to lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348.
Complete Nutrition.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. I remember before I started P90X and wondering why I felt like I had low energy. And, you know, you take your shirt off, you're working out, you're not as strong as you want to be, and P90X came to me and offered me a chance for 3 months to totally commit. Listen, I'm a busy guy. I've got the radio show, the TV show, I'm writing a book, now I'm married, 6 kids, some my own, some not. I don't have time to drive. I don't have time to be on the road. But I get home every night. You flip on P90X, a real workout. It was challenging. They don't sugarcoat it. You got to put in the work. I love how they're committed to better nutrition. You got to eat right. They talk about it, think about it, write about it, and force you to do it from all the right angles. I come home, put in the P90X when I just want to look and feel better and get a little tighter. Order P90X completely risk-free for the entire 90 days by calling 1-800-301-P90X. 1-800-301-7909. Or go to ESPNradio.com/Colin. ESPNradio.com/Colin. P90X.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see considerable cloud cover across the area as we head through the day today with a slight chance for showers or a thunderstorm with highs around 77 with southeast winds 10 to 20. Then drop back to 61 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 70.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska is the ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up, Nate Enderle is about set to join us here, a couple of minutes away from the Idaho quarterback, Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, and the highly anticipated, oh yeah, folks, the highly anticipated Super Bowl predictions from Doug and Daddy.
Hey, quick quarter
final. Were we close last year?
Our playoffs were pretty good.
We were pretty good. Yeah. We just didn't have the winner, obviously.
Right.
Okay.
quarterfinal match, United States 68, Russia 54. Right now, his third quarter's winding down, so a little bit of room. Like Russia was ahead in the first half there.
Feel that. Feel that, 72 Olympians.
There you go, yeah. Bereznikov.
Let's go to the Dead Popper inbox. El Conquistador, we haven't heard from El in a while. Did I hear Irish Ken right the other day? Oh, yeah, Irish Ken's ears just perked up. There they were. They just perked up. Did he say the media was kissing Boise State's butt? Hello! Irish fans are really off their rockers. Lou Holtz has already declared Notre Dame the favorite to win the national championship. Irish fans should be the last people to complain about the media.
Well, so true, so true. In many circles, in many cases, Ken, that seems to be the case. And I think, you know what, you go back and, you know, I think the officiating was brought up, but I think it was both sides the other night. So I don't know that you, rule out anything that, or rule that automatically they were on Boise State side or on Virginia Tech side. I think, yeah, there were some questionable calls, but I'm not sure they were all for one side or all against one side. So that's that.
And also, El Conquistador says, P.S., pretty sure Zach Lee is the third-string quarterback. Wrong again, Dave, which is what he likes to call me. Thanks, El. Oh, yeah, Zach is the third-string quarterback. And no one on this show last fall predicted Taylor Martinez to start. So, right?
No.
Okay. Can we put this to rest? Can we quit the nitpicking about the quarterback situation?
I would love to, as far as getting verbally attacked.
Good. And I don't do that. So
no, not. No, I'm not saying you. Well, I'm putting a public service announcement out there.
Public service announcement. What? What are you talking about?
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius. Today we salute you, Mr. Delusional, Irrational Notre Dame football fan. Season after season, year after year, you try to justify your absurdly high preseason ranking.
Why aren't we number one?
You scramble to make futile attempts at damage control when the Irish lose to yet another grossly inferior opponent.
Charlie's headset was broken.
Inevitably, you'll bring up the past and boast of championships won 20 years before you were born.
We wore leather helmets.
You'll point out that you have more Heisman winners than any other program, as though that's relevant to the current season.
Playing since the 1880s.
Go on, ignore that home loss to Boston College in the regular season for the sixth consecutive time in a row.
BC's got better Christians.
And continue to believe that you'll actually win a bowl game sometime this century.
We're old for the 2000s.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, O Emperor of Excuses, and take comfort knowing that when you don't finish in the top 25, you'll be back to number 3 when the preseason polls come out next year.
Mr. Delusional, Irrational, Hopelessly Pathetic Irish Fan.
Oh, it takes me back to Clothes for Crouch. It's so good. 12 Days of Christmas and Irish Fan. There you go. The Dead Popper Inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Every time we start thinking football and talking football, I think about relaxing in front of the TV with a brand new recliner or on a sofa or a love seat that you've purchased at Bruce Furniture. What do you do with the furniture that you replace? Well, Bruce is going to haul it off. You know, I don't know if they have anybody named Bruce there, but they do have Mike Bruce, and he would help haul it off. Well, Doug would help haul it off.
Well, and Doug all would call fine. Mike and make Mike
well,
haul
yeah,
it
that's
off,
exactly.
Probably.
But they will haul it off your old furniture for disposal or take it to the auction, whatever you request. They'll even take it to a friend or relative in town. They will move it. That's what they do at Bruce Furniture. Bruce Furniture, eliminating the clutter of old furniture with just the right help for you. Don't forget, they're also on Facebook, online, brucefurniture.com. Specials for the folks that do that as well. Bruce Furniture, Daddy, getting ready for football, brother.
It doesn't get any better than that. They'll let you, you know what, they open up the store at night if you want to sleep there and try out the mattresses.
Come on. That's what happens when you get on Facebook?
That's exactly what happens.
It's game week number 2 for Nebraska, and maybe a little bit more intrigue this Saturday. Everybody believes this is the best opponent that the Huskers have on their home schedule, South Dakota State, Western Kentucky, who they thumped Saturday, and then the Idaho Vandals, winners of a bowl game last year, local connection. A little bit more, 11:30 kickoff Saturday, a little bit more intrigue coming up this week.
Well, I think maybe more intrigue after the score that the people saw from Idaho last week as well to start their season, a bashing of 45 to 0 over a North Dakota State team that many people thought maybe would be a close game. Nathan Enderle joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Nathan, congratulations on a great season opening win, and welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're a busy guy. A lot of people in Nebraska want to talk to you this week. We talk to you every week, but this is a much bigger week. Let's get after it right away here. What's it like coming home, or will you know until you get here Friday night and get ready for the game Saturday?
You know, it's going to be a good time. You know, the Husker fans are always great, and hopefully I'm going to have a little section of my own somewhere in the stadium cheering me on. So I'm excited. And it's going to be fun.
Nate, talk about your ride at Idaho the first 2 years. Frankly, you guys weren't good. Then last year, you guys really turned things around, positive direction. When did you see this deal click?
I thought we saw flashes of it my first 2 years. We'd play good football, and then we'd have a lapse of about 10, 15 minutes, and everything would kind of go the wrong way for us. By the end of that, we'd be down by, three or four touchdowns, and so it was tough, but we could see flashes. We knew that we kind of had to get over the hump, and we had to change our mentality and how we approached the game before we were going to see any of that.
Idaho quarterback Nate Enderle joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, the North Platte native, the starter on a lot of preseason Heisman. He's on the Manning Award watch list, the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm watch list. He's the offensive captain, Davey O'Brien watch list. Nate, did you ever think that this could all happen by attending Idaho?
I thought the program was on the rise, and they had some good things going on, and I thought it was going to be a good fit for me.
Nate, you got to play at USC. You played in some big venues before. Does anything rank close to what it's going to be this weekend coming home?
I think being my senior year, every game is a little bit more important. Because I've only got 13 of them or 14 of them, and so. It's exciting, but I'm not really putting it on a pedestal as far as being nervous or kind of expecting anything special.
Nate Enderle joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I want to get back to what you said about the program starting to build, and when you went to Idaho, new coaching staff was coming in. What was the recruiting process like? And everything was kind of new when you got there, wasn't it?
Because what happened was I got recruited by a staff, and then I came up early out of high school, and they actually left like 2 or 3 weeks after I got to school, and a mostly new staff came in. The quarterback's coach remained the same, and really it was a good change. We got a good staff in here. Coach Erickson came in. We had some success, and then he left, and we got another coaching staff, and that's when Coach Aikie came in. And that's when I started playing. My first game was under him, and he brought a lot of energy. He brought a lot of kind of spunk, I guess, and it's helped us out just with his positive outlook and his positive attitude. It's really established a positive direction for our team.
Nate, when you got there and then the staff leaves, what was your thoughts at the time? Dennis Erickson, big name. They bring in Coach Aikie out of Washington State. What was your thoughts when that all went down?
It was my third staff at that time, and so we were all a little jaded about it, and it's really tough on the program when you kind of have an overhaul. And luckily the quarterback's coach that I actually committed, he was there when I committed, he was still there, and he was there up until this season. He took off from Montana, but he was a good kind of a rock, I guess, a stable having the same position coach for that many years kind of gave me a little bit more of a stable relationship than a lot of the guys on the team.
Doug, I think a lot of people think back, Idaho, they played in that bowl game last year. It came down to the wire. That was pretty exciting. I think that caught a lot of people's eyes too. Nate, take us back to that final drive.
It was wild. You felt the air go out of the stadium when they scored with about 30-some seconds left. And the great thing was that we'd done it so many times that year. We'd had three or four fourth quarter comebacks, and it just felt like when it came down to it, we could always just come through with what we needed to win. If it was a close game, we felt like we would pull it out, and it was weird that with 30 seconds left, we still had that same kind of go get 'em attitude, and we were really positive about what we could do, and we knew we'd have to have some luck too. I mean, that you're not going to drive 70 yards in 30 seconds without, you know, a big player here and there. And we hit it on the first play. It was about a 55-yard throw, and he caught it and put us in a good position to score.
Nate Enderle with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, Idaho rolls into Lincoln for a big game this weekend. You know, Nate, got to be honest, folks would have been watching that game, A, because we knew it was going to be an exciting high-scoring game. B, well, probably A, because you were the quarterback. B, because we knew it was going to be exciting. And then right after that was the Holiday Bowl with Nebraska and Arizona. You can't understand how many people in this state were happy that you guys went for two, because it didn't matter. Once you went for two, that game was going to be over, and we wouldn't miss the whole first quarter, buddy.
I know I've heard that more than once from a couple of my uncles.
Nate, you know, we got Danny Woodhead playing pro football with the Jets. He makes the roster. A lot of folks think that you're going to get a chance. What is it about that time at North Platte that had so many good athletes? And you guys aren't the only two. Your brothers have been very good. There's a lot of other guys that have come out there. What was special about those 3, 4, 5 years at North Platte and the kids that came out of there?
I really think it came down to having a good core group of people doing the right things and staying out of trouble and being a positive influence and positive role model, because it allows the younger guys coming up to grow up with the same kind of mindset a little bit earlier than most kids will develop it. And so, you know, if you have a good core group of guys, they're going to create a really positive a good situation for the young guys coming up, and that's what I grew into. You know, my older brother played for 2 years, one and a half years, and the guys around him were very talented, and you know, they stayed out of trouble all the time, and so it allowed me to have a good situation coming into it.
Nate, is there any communication with you in the North Platte Bulldogs at all with Coach Bernie Madison, who's a good friend of ours?
I never actually played under him because my last coach took off a couple years, I think last year maybe. But, whenever I come back home, I usually make it out to the high school and try and get some lifts in, and I usually chat with the coach. And last year I had a chat with him, and you know, he seems like a really good guy, really, you know, kind of a funny guy. So, you know, I'm excited. It should be good for us.
Well, he is, and we've only got a minute left here with Nate Enderle of the Idaho Vandals. He started his whole career there at Idaho. He's had a chance to push this program in the right direction. Just quickly, Nate, how are you doing health-wise? Because that's been back and forth about every other year. How's the health? And second, is this the most anticipated game of your career for you personally?
My health is good right now. It was off and on the first 2 years just because we were taking so many shots and getting hit so much. And that, you know, if you get hit by that big of people that many times, you're going to get hurt. And then I'm definitely excited for this game. It's going to be a big time situation for me. My senior year, a good venue, a good tradition, great defense we're going to play. It's going to be a situation that I'm going to be excited about.
Nate, it's going to be exciting having those offensive linemen averaging 6'4", 200 or 335 pounds.
They're big boys.
What are they feeding them up there?
Potatoes.
Nate Enderle. Nate, did everything click for you last week? I mean, over 300 yards, a couple of touchdowns. That's starting to become pretty routine for you. Did you like the way the team performed last week in the opener?
Yeah, I think we had a lot of things clicking. I'm not going to say everything. You know, we've had some stuff to clean up, a lot of miscommunication, some penalties on offense that we need to clean up. And that's a good thing about playing a first game and getting it on film, and then you can watch it and you can fix those. So I think we're farther along now at this point than we were last year at this point. So
Nate, pre-med, how's the classes going?
I haven't been a pre-med student for 3 years, and they haven't changed it yet. I'm actually art and architecture now. I'm going to major in graphic design.
A little different, sir.
I mean, little different.
You got the DNA that you can look at, and then you got, you know, abstract art and getting some architecture and building some buildings. Probably the Nate Enderle Hall of Fame in North Platte one of these days.
Have them change that, damn it.
Hey, Nate, I know you got more to get to. Busy week of practice. We'll see you in Lincoln on Saturday. Have a great season, and keep up the good work. Best of luck this weekend.
Thanks. I'm looking forward to it.
You bet, Nate. Nate Enderle, starting quarterback, 4-year starter for the Idaho Vandals. Banged up a couple of seasons, not for the whole season, but has missed some games. But, boy, what a run he's made. He'll be coming in to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln on Saturday.
I think CBS Sportsline's rated him as the fourth highest-rated quarterback prospect in all the land. Jake Locker, number one.
Wow.
Him at number four right now. So
he's 6'5". That always helps.
Yeah.
He's got the big quarterback frame, and I think he'll have some success against Nebraska on Saturday. How much will probably depend on how competitive this football game is, and some success might mean 190 yards and a touchdown pass.
Well, I think you look at how big that offensive line is. They did give up four sacks in the first half a week ago, so. We'll see if they corrected things, and maybe Mr. Crick and company can get some good pressure.
Hey, it's the opening night of the NFL season, and folks, why not check out Cunningham's, because it's that time again. Leaves falling, days are shorter, we've noticed. Has the wife stopped bugging you to mow the lawn yet, Tony?
Yes, actually.
Now
yes.
That football's begun, well.
She knows it's football
you
season.
Can smell it. It's time for football. Catch all the action at Cunningham's Journal. Watch the Huskers or your favorite college or NFL teams on the projection screen, a massive 120-inch screen that even Daddy can't block. He can cheer, but it doesn't matter. It's 120 inches. The picture comes in so clear, you can see the sweat rolling down the faces of the players. Only for today, because it's 9-9. That's right, September 9. You can enjoy free wings and 99-cent draws all day long. Don't wait for kickoff, folks. Don't wait for happy hour. Get there as soon as you can. Grab some friends. Kick off the football season the right way at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney. It's where you go time and time again to enjoy a great time with your friends. And today only, free wings and 99-cent draws. Daddy, get back here! Get back here!
Free.
Wow,
that's a great price.
Back after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. All your important files, let's face it, they're on your office computer. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or a flash drive, email files to yourself. What a hassle. My recommendation, use gotomypc.com to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer. Simply go and log on to gotomypc.com, and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. Use any program. It works on any file. Check email. Access your network resources. GoToMyPC, brought to you by Citrix, lets you take your office with you wherever you go, and it's really easy to set up and use. GoToMyPC is great. I want you to try it free today. I've got a special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. This is only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit gotomypc.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Colin. Take your office everywhere you go. It's gotomypc.com.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
So I'm thinking it's that time of year. You know, football, beer season, but my wife thinks it's...
Honey, help me decorate the house in various shades of orange. Throw fake leaves and plastic pumpkins everywhere.
Season. I need a break. Football and an ice-cold beer.
Escape to Cunningham's Journal, your good time headquarters this fall. Cunningham's has every NFL game on every Sunday, all in high def. Enjoy food and drink specials, too. But don't wait till Sundays. Visit any night of the week and escape the...
Honey, help me.
...zone. Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We still have our Super Bowl predictions and a chance for you to win tickets to see the Dukes of September. Michael McDonald, Donald Fagan, Boz Skaggs. Concert is Tuesday night at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs at 8 o'clock, and we've got tickets. We'll give you a chance to win here before we wrap up the program. But questions are waiting for Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com as you get ready to get that roster set for tonight's game and the first weekend. Make sure you get the very latest on FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Joe, welcome back to the program, and happy football season.
Hey, guys. It's exciting. It's going to happen tonight, 8:35 Eastern time. Fantasy-relevant Saints versus the Vikings. It's amazing.
Joe, obviously two great teams, two great offenses going at it tonight. In a no-draft league, when you can play anybody, do you play one of the two quarterbacks tonight?
Yeah, you got to like Breeze a heck of a lot tonight going against anybody. You have to like Breeze. Favre, we'll find out how he adjusts to having Greg Camarillo accept, you know, playing for, in essence, Sidney Rice. We feel there's a bit of a drop-off there. But you got to love Percy Harvin, Shanko, Adrian Peterson. Favre should be at least reasonably effective. We'll see if he can make Bernard Berry and fantasy relevant. On the other side of the ball, Robert Meacham, Marcus Colston, Drew Brees, Pierre Thomas, Reggie Bush, and maybe even Devery Henderson, who tends to surprise from time to time, including Jeremy Shockey, all fantasy relevant. The only case you can make for a sit in this game is the Minnesota defense and the New Orleans defense. It's two defenses. You can make a case for sitting tonight.
Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Let's get into the questions, Joe. Aaron and Carney says, hey, Joe, I have TJ Houshmandzadeh. Should I drop him with Kevin Walter or Nate Washington available?
No, I'd hang on to Houshmandzadeh. Remember, he was the most effective in the slot in Cincinnati a couple of years ago. He just didn't survive as the number one in Seattle. He couldn't handle that role. He's much better as a number two or a number three. And with Bolden and Mason, he's in the perfect situation. With that said, Aaron, do not start him against the Jets this week.
And he also wants to know, should I start Ricky Williams or Sean Green in week one?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, Sean Green is going against the Ravens. The Ravens have the best run defense in all of football. A mountain to go to in the middle, Ray Lewis right behind him. Your best bet will be to go with Ricky and hope that he has an effective timeshare against a very, very porous Buffalo Bills run defense.
We go back to Mark in Minden, wants to know, Joe, drafted good depth but waited too long on defense. Denver, New York Giants, and New England are left, leaning towards Denver because of the age of the other two, and I like the secondary of the Broncos.
Well, you're right to like the secondary of the Broncos. I think, any team is led by Champ Bailey. They have a decent matchup this week, but in Jacksonville, Jones-Drew is a problem for any defense. So the Giants find themselves going against Carolina and Matt Moore this week, and New England faces Cincinnati and Palmer Owens, Ojo Cinco, Cedric Benson. I think if I had a gamble this week, I might go with the Giants' defense at home against Carolina, hoping that Matt Moore coughs up a couple of mistakes. In the long run, maybe the Patriots. Let's see how they play this week, but maybe the Patriots will come up with a halfway decent defense.
This is from Chris in Lawrence. He says, Doug and Daddy, you guys rock. Well, there you go. So he obviously sent this to us when he'd been drinking. Here's another question for Joe DeMeo. He goes, I have six wide receivers, both Steve Smiths, Brandon Marshall, Devon Aramashadu, I can't ever say that right, Santonio Holmes. He's got Santonio Holmes. And then he did pick Vincent Jackson in the late round. And I've heard this from more than just Chris in Lawrence. What should I do with Vincent Jackson? Do you think he might play at all this year? Because I could drop him and pick somebody else up in week two, it says, Chris and Lawrence.
No, Chris, just hang on to him. I mean, you have nothing to lose right now by seeing how it shakes out. We're not in a bye-week situation. You don't need Vincent Jackson. In fact, Vincent Jackson, you have an easy play this week. You just sit a Roma Shota, Vincent Jackson, Santonio Holmes, who's suspended for four games. Relax, sit back, enjoy the games. You have no pressure on you to make a move at all. You can wait and see how it unfolds.
I say he's got Smith, and Marshall, Tony. That's a pretty good three right there.
Yeah, exactly. You know what, Joe, another injured receiver out there, like a Sidney Rice. We asked you about this last week. Any update on how soon he could be back?
There's not a lot of talk. I mean, they feel like he's slightly ahead of schedule, but ahead of schedule means, 9 weeks, 8, 9, 10 weeks. That's a tougher guy to own because you just don't know, and you're talking 8 to 10 weeks out. Vincent Jackson, if he does sign, the worst he'll be is 6 weeks out. San Antonio Holmes is 4 weeks out. So Sidney's tough. I mean, if you can afford to hang on to him, certainly he'll be relevant if he comes back in good shape, but don't expect him back before week 9 or 10.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We haven't mentioned Merritt's name in a long time. because he's getting farther down here on the, you know, I mean, once you're on probation, what's below probation, Tony?
Well, yeah, house arrest.
That's what I thought. You know, we're going to work on him. Hey, Jake from Hastings, Joe, Reggie Bush or LT? And maybe take that out a little bit. What are you expecting from these two guys? And who should he start this week, Reggie Bush or LaDainian Tomlinson?
Well, Tomlinson is going to face, again, a Ravens defense that's very aggressive. I think Tomlinson will actually be more effective than Sean Green this week, but that doesn't mean he's a play. Reggie Bush tonight in the opener, high-powered game, lots of ramifications. Both teams want to set the tone. Remember, it was a very, very close game, you know, until Favre spit the bit on his last play of the season. The bottom line here is I think Reggie Bush is a better play this week than LaDainian Tomlinson is against the Ravens. Over the course of the season, New Orleans is hard to predict. They have a lot of weapons, as we mentioned earlier, tight end Shockey, Colston, Henderson, Lance Moore, Robert Meacham, Pierre Thomas, Reggie Bush. There's a lot of weapons there for Drew Brees, and any given week anybody can outperform. So down the road, Tomlinson might be interesting. I'm real excited to see how they're going to actually utilize him this week. And, you know, if you're looking for some guys to play this week, I'll throw them out real, real quick, guys. On the start side, you can start Jay Cutler and Vince Young. Ryan Matthews, the rookie from San Diego, Ronnie Brown, figures nicely. Carnell Williams has a good matchup. Lee Evans, Johnny Knox, deep, deep sleeper, Derek Anderson, and that's a deep, deep sleeper if you're desperate in a two-quarterback league. You may want to sit Flacco, Sean Green, LeSean McCoy, Anquan Boldin, and Sims Walker.
Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, joins us for just another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. This comes from Jeff. He wants to know who I should start at the flex position among Darren McFadden, Mike Wallace, Lee Evans, or LT.
I'd go with Lee Evans this week. I think Evans has got a real nice matchup against a very, very soft Miami pass defense. The weather will be obviously fairly nice up in Buffalo where this game is being played, so you don't have to deal with the conditions. Go ahead and trust Lee Evans.
Joe, who's your Super Bowl teams?
I like Green Bay against the Colts.
Wow.
And I think I'm going to pick the Packers in a surprise upset.
All right, Joe. I'm trying to think if there's anything else we got left for a little cleanup business. But I guess the last question is: you prepare tonight for a regular league for the start of the season. What's the most important thing to keep an eye on as you get into Week One?
Just make sure you have the right matchups going. It's fairly simple in Week One. Don't overreact to what you see. Know the matchups. Don't cut Sean Green if he only has 26 yards against the Ravens. You know, just make sure you understand the matchups and how guys are going to fare that first week. Do not overreact to any of the results, either up or down. It's the first week of the season, and expect the unexpected.
Joe, great stuff. As always, we appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We look forward to next week with you as well.
Yeah, gents, take good care and enjoy the game tonight. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll get back to you next week. Take care.
Thanks, Joe. FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Joe will ask you. You can ask him questions throughout the week. He'll get back to you. He's been great with our listeners the last couple of seasons, and it's great to have Joe DeMeo back with us here.
You type in that email. Sometimes it's back within 30. I mean, it's crazy how fast he will respond. And a lot of those questions, he fires them right back to you. He does a great job.
Misco Sports, what is today?
Thursday, they're open late.
You're going to be all fired up for football. Go in and get a football. Toss it around at the tailgate tonight or any time this weekend. They've got kids' footballs, regulation footballs. They've got the volleyballs, the soccer balls, everything you need to have fun inside and outside this fall. And if you're outside for football, as you noticed, it's getting a little chillier. You might need a little jacket. You might need a hooded sweatshirt. Maybe you need some new Husker Loper gear. Misco Sports is the place to be. See them before the games begin, carrying brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from Nike, Columbia, Adidas, and more. Get your game on at Misco's in the downtown Kearney Center. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. And, you know, they might even talk a little sports with you.
Yeah, you know what? Those guys, they don't know a lot down there, but they'll talk about you.
Maybe you can. Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. And I didn't even say that. No. Pretty happy about that. Daddy, we mentioned this. We're going to do something a little different. I'm going to change it up. During the break, we're going to give folks a chance to win a set of tickets. I'm going to make it a family four-pack to the Dukes of September. Boz Skaggs, Michael McDonald, Donald Fagan. You've been hearing the ads here on ESPN Radio over the last couple of weeks. We have a couple of sets of tickets to give away. If you are interested, we're going to take caller number 4-888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. The concert is Tuesday at the Mac Center in Council Bluffs at 8 o'clock. We'd love for you to be able to go on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to take a break, hear the sportscast, because when we come back, we need to make our NFL predictions for the playoffs and the Super Bowl. So we'll take one more break, give away the tickets, call now, and then our NFL playoff and Super Bowl predictions.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Hanging with us is like spending an afternoon at the pool with your buddies, only without the water and women in bathing suits.
KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney.
ESPN. Superstation.
SportsCenter. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Will, the SportsCenter update on ESPN. The Hastings College volleyball team dropped their conference opener to Doan last night. The Tigers won the match 25-13, 25-21, 29-27. Leah Dostal led the Broncos with 12 kills. Hastings is now 4-5 in the season. They're 0-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Jerry Wachowiak had 18 kills, lead the 7th-ranked Nebraska Kearney volleyball team to a 3-game sweep of Augustana last night at the Helton Sports Center. The Lopers won the match 25-11, 25-21, 25-23. It was a 200th win for head coach Rick Squires. UNK is now 4-1 on the season. The Tri-City Storm will begin the 2010 exhibition schedule at the Viero Event Center tomorrow night as they host the Omaha Lancers at 7:05. The Storm will open the regular season on October 1st against the Lancers on home ice. The Sandy Creek Cougars will try to solve the turnover bug when they play host to Central City tomorrow night. The Cougars are 0-1 in the season after dropping a 21-0 decision to Superior last week. Sandy Creek head coach Russ Neinmeyer.
Holding on to the ball was our main difficulty. We were inside their 20-yard line 5 times and turned it over 5 times. So the opportunity of completing the drive was lost because of mistakes, and we just need to correct that this week.
Central City is also 0-1 after losing to Wood River 42-7 in their season opener. Neinmeyer says he's looking for a lot of improvement in game number two.
I think the main thing is just play hard. If we go out and play hard all the minutes of the game, be competitive, and stay on task and be disciplined, hopefully the ball will bounce our way.
Kickoff will be at 7 at Sandy Creek High School. Other games tomorrow night, Heartland is at Deschler. Donovan Trumbull plays host to Wood River. Franklin is at Silver Lake. Lawrence Nelson travels to Sterling to take on the Jets. And Exeter Milligan is at Harvard. That's a sports update. I'm Mike Will.
It's the state of the art and the state of the game at Indian Head Golf Course in Grand Island. GPS devices are now on every cart, eliminating the distance guesswork, improving your club selection for the next shot and a better game. With its flat, fair, but challenging, well-manicured golf greens, Indian Head is well above par. Play 9 or 18 holes, and the 19th hole is better, too, with a newly renovated clubhouse. Indian Head Golf Club, where the fun begins. Reserve tee times at 308-381-4653, 308-381-4653.
Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, Jeff Jagosinski, the head coach of the new Omaha Nighthawks, former Boston College coach. They will have their roster as it is trimmed down this afternoon, and we'll know who is on the Nighthawk team as they get ready for the season here at the end of the month. We'll talk with Coach Jagosinski. Also, our buddy Mike Perenio, race and sportsbook director of the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, will join us. Also, our Pigskin Pick'em contest tomorrow. Daddy will give his NFL selections for the first time and his college selections after a good first weekend. And, of course, in our selections last week, we both went 9-2 in the Pigskin Pick'em. So there you go. We gave away the tickets. Who's the winner?
Oh, we got
Steve Main.
Steve Main from Kearney.
All right, Steve, enjoy the concert. We'll have another four-pack of tickets that we'll give away during the show tomorrow to the Dukes of September going on next Tuesday at the Mac Center in Council Bluffs. volleyball, then our NFL picks. Tonight, a couple of nice Tri-City matchups, Kearney's at Hastings, and a rematch of the C1 State Championship. Grand Island Central Catholic is at Columbus SCOTUS.
Ew. That's two good volleyball programs there, just butting heads.
Sharon Zavala is two wins away from tying and three wins away from breaking the all-time winning mark, getting the most victories in the history of any coach in Nebraska high school volleyball.
1,780-something.
It'll be close to 800. She'll be over 800 by the end of the year. If things go like they should, she should break that record at their own tournament this weekend.
Cool.
Depending on what happens tonight, if they win tonight, it could happen in the second game, and if they would happen to get beat tonight, which I don't see, then it might take the championship on Saturday. But by Monday, she will be the winningest coach in the history of Nebraska high school volleyball.
That is an incredible, incredible honor and a very well-deserved honor of the program she's established and has just kept rolling year in and year out.
All right. Okay. All right. You ready to make your predictions?
Let's do it.
NFL music coming up.
Were you out late smoking something last night? I mean, the Merritt's a little off kilter today. I don't know.
I just heard that Taylor Swift was coming, and I got excited.
I'll tell you what. Last time I saw you this whacked out, you were named Merrick. So, I mean, I didn't know what was going on. There you go. So, let's make our selections. I'm like you. We don't want to follow the path and take Green Bay everywhere, but let's start with the NFC, and in the North, I take Green Bay to at least win that division, Daddy.
That's my division winner as well.
In the NFC South, who you got?
I've got New Orleans. Team. I don't know that that team's changed that much. They've still had all those explosive weapons on offense, and I will take the New Orleans Saints to repeat as a division winner.
I am going to change it up here because I've liked this team for a long time. And that's going to be the Atlanta Falcons. I'm going to take Atlanta to win this. The team that wins the division, how long's it been since they repeated? Like forever? There's no way Tampa Bay wins the division this year. It's not going to happen. The last place team is not going to win the division this year. That would have to be the safest prop bet out there. No way Tampa wins this division. And there it's on tape. So if it happens, you can throw it back at me. No way. That will be my prediction. That's the bold prediction. There is no way Tampa wins the NFC South. So I'm going to take Atlanta. Let's go to the NFC West. Daddy, if you want long odds on the Super Bowl, you pick somebody besides San Francisco here because San Francisco is so, I mean, with them and Green Bay, they are so far and away. There's a couple of people that think maybe Arizona has enough pieces to compete here. I take the 49ers.
You know, I as well got the 49ers. You know what? I didn't like when Vernon Davis and Michael Crabtree going at it. But you know what? I think Singletary settles everybody down. That's become a family out there. I think with those two guys, you throw Frank Gore into the mix, Alex Smith could have a breakout year and become one of those elite quarterbacks. And I think he's got the weapons there. Josh Morgan, the receiver on the outside, maybe can do some good things as well.
NFC East. The last couple of weeks, everybody's been trying to tell us why the Dallas Cowboys aren't going to be a Super Bowl team and may not even win the division. That's people needing something to talk about. Dallas has got a very good offense and a very good defense. If they overcome the coaching, is what everybody says. I'm going to take Dallas to win the NFC East because I don't think Washington and Philadelphia are that good. I don't think Washington's going to be much better. Philadelphia might be a 500 team.
I got a T-shirt I just ordered said, "In Bums Boy, I Trust." Wade Phillips is my man. Wade Phillips gets it done. Dallas is a division winner. I like the Cowboys.
All right, who are your wild cards? I will take the Giants as one of my wild cards. I noticed that you have not. I do take the Giants as one of my wild cards. And I'll say the other one. I think New Orleans is good enough to make it, although Carolina could. And it occurs to me right now I should have took Aaron Rodgers last night because I think Minnesota has too many problems going in. And if they win tonight, wow, what a great start to the season. Wide receivers, quarterback, banged up, say what you want. You can't just have Adrian Peterson win 12 football games all by himself. It's going to be a pretty competitive division. And by the end of the season, Adrian's going to be tired of getting hammered on. So I leave them out. Dallas, Green Bay, Atlanta, San Francisco, and then the wild cards, the Giants in New Orleans. Your wild cards are?
My wild cards are Minnesota Vikings. I think Brett Favre didn't come back for no reason at all. He came back to go to the playoffs, made a run at the Super Bowl. I will take Minnesota. My other wild card, I don't know why I got on this. It's the only Super Bowl future bet that I made. I found them at 80-1 last week when I had a buddy out there. I bet the Carolina Panthers, and I like the two-headed monster. They got a running back. I think Matt Moore is a capable quarterback. I think he proved that the last 7 weeks of the season. Throw Steve Smith, get him back into the mix. I think this could be a very dangerous football team. I think John Fox is a coach. I got the Carolina Panthers as my surprise team. Maybe going on a limb there, but hey, that's my surprise team.
I hope you're right, and I like that too, Tony. I wouldn't be surprised to see three of the four teams in the NFC South make the playoffs. As difficult as that would be, I would say after the Giants, Carolina and Minnesota would be the next two teams that I would consider to get in. And again, know a lot of Minnesota Viking fans. I picked the Vikings last year, was spot on with that, and not a shot at them. I just, you got to do something different, and I just, I see Minnesota having some problems this year, unfortunately. Let's go to the AFC. Start in the East. I don't know what to do here. I've decided I'm going to take the Jets. If they are as good as they were last year, then the Jets will be the best team in that division. I don't know. I don't watch Hard Knocks. You got to tell me.
Well, I watch Hard Knocks, and maybe I'm drinking too much of that green Kool-Aid. I think the Jets, they get Revis. He's going to be ready to go. This should be a dominating defense. I think the offense will be capable enough. They love LT. They think LT is a bigger piece of this puzzle than maybe they could have ever dreamt about when they acquired him. And I think that could really boost this team's offensive production, give them another weapon on that offensive side of the ball. Look for them also. Bring back maybe a Lavernius Coles was there, I believe, during camp. Early in the season, I think they get him back. I think they get some weapons around Sanchez, and I think the Jets are the team to beat in the East.
AFC North, who you got?
You know what, my division winner? I think Carson Palmer, T.O., Ocho Cinco, those guys, say what you want about them as a group. I think they're going to have a damn good offense, and I think they're the. You know, I think it's between them and Baltimore. I think they come out on top.
You know, I would say of all the divisions, that is the division where basically nothing would surprise me. If Cleveland won the division, I would be somewhat shocked. But anything else that happens in that AFC North is not going to surprise me. I did take Baltimore because I think Baltimore is the real deal, Daddy, and I don't have enough of them in any of my fantasy leagues. I think they're the real deal. I take Baltimore. AFC South, I'm taking Indy until it's not Indy anymore.
Yeah, that's my division winner. How do you go against Peyton Manning, period?
And in the AFC West, by default, San Diego. I will say this. If you wanted to pick somebody and get crazy, I think the Kansas City Chiefs, if their defense is any good at all, have a chance to make the most improvement maybe of any NFL team. But I take San Diego, Indy, Baltimore, and the Jets. You have the Jets, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, and San Diego. Who are your two wildcard teams?
My wildcard teams are Baltimore Ravens, and I think that's going to come down real close to the Cincinnati Bengals. And then my other one comes out of the AFC South. I go back to the coach of the most tenure in the NFL, Jeff Fisher. Chris Johnson at running back. I think those guys find a way. You know, they got off to such a horrific start a year ago, 0-6, 0-7, something like that, before they were able to get something going. I think they get something going and go into the playoffs. The Tennessee Titans are my team to take the other wild card in the AFC South.
My wild cards, here's where I find myself in trouble. Everybody wants somebody new. I've picked the old guard, New England and Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh survives this. I think Ben Roethlisberger catches way too much crap. Now, if his team doesn't like him, then they're in trouble. If he's not good with his teammates, they're in trouble. I think they're professionals. They've won enough, New England and Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
that leaves Houston out. That leaves Cincinnati out. That leaves an Oakland or a Kansas City out. Remember, I kind of like Oakland the same way I like Kansas City this year. Daddy, a dark horse. You like Carolina. You actually pick them. Is there somebody else that really you would like to pick but just can't do it?
Well, you know, I'm not going to pick the Pittsburgh Steelers. They signed every one of their draft picks from this last year except the seventh rounder. Everyone. I think that's a young team. Got a lot to prove. You know what? I think they prove it over the next two or three years, but I don't think this is a year. You know, Carolina is my real sleeper team. I think they've got a chance to. You know, I think Merritt's Miami Dolphins have a chance to do something as well. Brandon Marshall out there, Chad Henne, you know, maybe a little bit underrated to the quarterback position. We'll see. We'll see how the running backs do, obviously, to see if they can remain healthy. Health is the key to any of these teams. They lose a couple of the superstars, everybody catches up to you pretty fast.
All right, Daddy.
who's going to the Super Bowl? I've seen you written and scratched and scratched and written and scratched.
Well, I'm just
and not all the scratching was on your paper. Who do you have going to the Super Bowl from the AFC?
I'm going to take the New York Jets, and Colin Cowherd just pushed me over the edge this morning. He hates them so much. That's my team I'm going to be cheering for.
I am taking the Baltimore Ravens out of the AFC. In the NFC, I like San Francisco, but not good enough to get to the Super Bowl. There are a lot of good teams, at least on paper, in the NFC. Daddy, who do you got?
It's at Dallas. Why not Dallas? Why not homer it up? You know what? Everybody else is picking Green Bay. I could go with everybody else. If it's not Green Bay, nothing wrong with New Orleans either to go back again. I mean, I'm going to say the Dallas Cowboys find a way to get it done in the Jerry Dome.
It scares me because I'm with you. Here's the thing that scares me. Green Bay gets home field advantage, and Dallas would have to go there in the NFC Championship. I don't think Dallas can win that football game. And that's the one thing that would scare me more than anything. The toughest division is the South, then the East, then the North, and then the West. I think Green Bay is good. I'd like to pick Atlanta, but I'm not going to get crazy. I'm going to take Dallas to beat Baltimore in the Super Bowl. Daddy, who do you have?
If it's in Dallas, Dallas is going to find a way to win the Super Bowl. I take them to defeat Rex Ryan and Darrell Revis and that host of characters. I tell you what, last night on Hard Knocks, when they filled Matt Sanchez's vehicle with packing peanuts, one of the funniest things. It was quite the deal.
Remember that. I just want you to personally remember that. It's all in good humor. Merritt, who's going to win the Super Bowl?
I like Baltimore in there to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Miami.
No, I'm not that homer.
Randy, Steve, they're all Doug. I mean, we know a lot of Miami Dolphin fans as well, so we'll see. There you go. We have just cursed the Dallas Cowboys, so everybody ought to be double happy about that. But at least this year, they've got talent to get there. We want to thank all the folks that joined us on the Doug and Daddy Show today, including the folks from the Kearney Catholic Trap Team, Isaac Richter and Alex Lowe. Don't forget their big fundraiser going on at the shooting range, Fort Kearney Shooting Range, this Sunday. To Idaho quarterback Nate Enderle, Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Tomorrow, Mike Perenio from Mandalay Bay in Vegas, and Jeff Jagosinski, the head coach of the Omaha Nighthawks. More tickets to give away. Pigskin Pick'em. Can we do it in an hour? Hell, we couldn't do it today.
We'll see you 22 hours, 40 minutes from now. Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.